Thank you for calling XPL. This is Brittany speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Rank, and I got a voicemail from you a little while ago because the dishwasher was leaking.
Okay. Mr. Rank, do you know your order number?
No, you called me, so I hang on just a minute. No, because I had called in about it when they were installing it, and just after they had left, it started leaking into my basement.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah. So he came. You know, I called there, and they said they'd send him back out. But the thing that really concerned me too was that I had a new floor put in the all over the house actually, and in the kitchen, and it's under the floorboards. So where it leaked out, it went down beneath and went between the old kitchen floor and the new flooring. And so when you walk on it, water comes up through the boards. So so I thought they understood what I was saying, because I said, you know, we're going to need to have some kind of remediation going on here. And really all they did was send the guy back to have him figure out, you know, what was wrong with the dishwasher, which turned out to be a hose that when he pushed it back in there, it kinked. The drain.
Okay.
And that was only part of the problem, because it was also a place where they joined the old hose and it leaked. So it was the reason I found out about it was because it dripped into the basement, and my son told me there's a leak coming out of the basement ceiling. So luckily he did, because then I went in the kitchen, turned off the valve, and right away called Best Buy's back. And so they, you know, they sent him back out here. And he pulled it back out, and he said, "Yeah, I'll get you fixed up, but I'm going to have to get a new drain hose." So I ordered one, and then he left. But then I said, "Well, you know, don't reinstall the dishwasher, because that's the place where the flooring guy, we just had it put in like 8 weeks ago."
Okay.
And the flooring, we talked to the flooring guy. He said, "Don't put the dishwasher back in. Don't reinstall it, because we need to get to those that flooring so we can pull it out, you know, and see how bad it is underneath and suck up the water and whatever they do." And so
okay.
I told him that. So now it's just kind of sitting right there on my kitchen floor. And I told him if he needed to, you know, he could just take it off and put it out on the deck, you know, until we get this all straightened out with the floor before it goes back in there. And he said, "Well, I just want to make sure it's working good before I do anything like that." I said, "Well, okay, you know, whatever you got to do." But, you know, I said, "It doesn't matter to me, because I've been without a dishwasher for like 6 weeks." So, but anyway, he kind of just said, "Yeah, I'll take care of it, you know." But that's only a part of it, you know what I mean? Because the water really is the worst problem, is that it's underneath my floor. And so, and I don't know how to or who to talk to about it. Because apparently that didn't get through to the people that sent him out, because he had no idea that there was even water under the floor. And then all he was concerned about was making that dishwasher work. And so anyway, he's a good guy. I mean, he really wants to do the job right. The problem is now there's another job here, and I got to get the flooring guys back in. And we're trying to contact them, and he's got a job down this way, and he's going to try and stop over and start pulling out the boards and seeing what it's like. So they won't be able to go in until the flooring guy is done with it. So I'm not really sure, you know, why it's kind of sitting there where it is. He told me he was coming right back with it, and I told him what the situation was, but he just kind of took off.
Okay.
Like I said, he's a young kid, and he means well, and he said his father's like a manager over Best Buy. And I'm like, okay, I mean, that's cool. And
that doesn't help you if he doesn't know how to fix what's the issue. I mean, thanks for that info, but. Yeah,
well, he can't fix the issue because it's flooring, okay. And he doesn't do flooring. You know what I mean? I mean, he could definitely do the dishwasher, right? Because I'm sure of that. In fact, they did a good job. They left, and it was very nice looking and all that. And I went in the other room, and my son was getting ready to go to work and walked out of the bedroom in the basement, and he said, "It's leaking down here." So if he hadn't seen that leaking.
Oh, God, just imagine how long it could have been doing that. Oh, that's scary.
Right. So, I mean, he did, and I was able to get right back up and shut it off. But the damage was sort of done, because the water, some of it went down, but a lot of it just went across. It just went underneath. And when you walk on those, I mean, it's probably halfway across the kitchen where the water goes. So you can't see it, but you step on the flooring, and it comes up. Like, it comes up underneath, like if you have socks on, it'll soak them. And so I showed him, I put a piece of paper on the floor and I stepped on it, and you could see a straight line where it was coming up between the seams. And but I think he was completely focused on getting that dishwasher going and probably the next job he had to do. I don't know. Very efficient, but again, it ain't helping me. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that was the situation. And then I looked at the phone. I've got a call silencing thing on here. And since it didn't recognize your number, it went to voicemail. So when you left me that message, I figured I better call you back and let you know where we're at with it.
Yes, sir. Trying to see when the last time he was with. Now, would you mind giving me your address? I want to make sure I have the right order pulled up.
Yes, 4700 St. Kevin Court.
Okay,
it was an
yes.
early call. I think they got here around 8:30, 8 o'clock, something like that.
Okay, I see two orders. Let me check and see what's going on. That one's just a service call. Okay.
Yeah, the second order would be him ordering a new drain hose, probably.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I see. Okay, I see he said that. Okay, I see they made notations and said there was a kink in the drain. Ah, Miss Marjorie called you. Okay, let me see. Let's see if they made any other notations. I apologize. What I'm trying to do is look at the notes. I see where she says she called you and she you missed the call and she left your voicemail. Okay. Okay. The
right.
tech is saying the leak was coming from the drain and a new drain needed to be ordered because the current one had a kink in it, which he already referred. He already gave you that information.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, I showed him because he pulled it out. And he was looking back. There was actually two problems, I think. One of them was where the drain hose joined the old drain hose wasn't, because we saw water coming out of that. In fact, I gave him a bowl so he could put it under it. And then when he ran out to the truck to get a new, a coupler for the hose, I noticed the kink was in it, where it was like, you know, with plastic where it turns white. So it was like, it was one of those corrugated hoses, but it was bent completely into a V, and it was white there. So you could tell where it kinked, and that's what I think he's replacing now, or he's going
okay.
to get. He didn't say when he was going to get it, though, so I don't know, but I did tell him I had to have the flooring guys come back in and take a look at the floor and do what they could do before he reinstalled it. So I don't know the time frame. He sort of didn't say it. I think he was, like I said, kind of, he wanted that thing to work so that with all else he could at least say, that sucker's working now, you know, so here
okay.
we are.
Yes, sir. Now, is he still on property now or getting materials?
No, no, he left about 20 after 12, about 25 minutes.
Let me see if you may add any more notations. Okay. Now I'm seeing he said he had a new drain. And did he replace your drain, or did he let you know you needed to speak with a plumber to have the drain replaced?
It's not the house drain. It's the drain that comes off of the dishwasher.
Okay.
there was the old hose was there, and all he had to do was join it up. But I think he was saying he had an awful lot of that hose to work with, and that when they pushed it back is probably when it kinked. So, you know, but again, but at the same time, past the kink, halfway to, well, right to where it joined the old one, it was coming out around the joint there where he had put it together. So I think it's really two problems. In fact, the kink probably wasn't that bad because the water was getting to the joint. The joint is actually where it leaked from.
So let me make sure I understand that he basically like franken your hose and like shortened it and connected to what was already there. Am I understanding that correctly?
I don't think he did it first. I think he took exactly the hose that came with the dishwasher and he joined it to the hose that was existing under there. And that's what he did. And he had an awful lot of hose. So when they pushed it back, I think that's where it kinked. But again, that's not where the leak came from. It wasn't, that kink did not have a hole in it, right? So it still got past that, and it went all the way down to where it joined the existing one, and that joint was leaking like a sieve. So I think what happened was it wasn't tight enough or something. I mean, he didn't like the way it looked because it had a big rubber like gasket on it, and he had merged it with that gray one that came in from off the dishwasher and then probably put a hose clamp on it or something, and that wasn't doing the job. So that's probably where all of the drained water dumped out of the dishwasher and filled up that little cavity in there. And that's how it started running both downstairs and underneath of between the old kitchen floor and the new flooring. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, it wasn't, I guess he thought it would be good. I thought it would be good. It ran great, look good. I went laid down, and that's when about an hour and a half later, my son came out and said, "It's leaking down there." Like, oh, it's a nightmare.
Oh.
So,
oh gosh.
So I ran back up, yeah, and I shut off. I mean, luckily, I mean, I know where the shutoff is, right under the sink. So I mean, I got it right away. But I don't even know if that would have mattered because, as it turns out, it wasn't really the water coming out of the sink; it was the water coming out of the dishwasher. So it was. It was drain water. It wasn't, it wasn't leaking out of the input water hose. It was leaking out of the drain hose. So once it shut off, it really wasn't going to leak any more than that unless I put a load of dishes in it and ran another cycle. But it was enough water. Okay.
It made damage.
It made damage.
The reason I'm asking, because what I'm doing is I'm writing all these notes, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this to corporate, because right now what they're saying is that the current drain, the kit, basically they're saying, like, if they didn't do anything, this is an issue either with the unit or with the connection from the unit to your existing line, and I just want to make sure this gets sent to the right and proper channels so that we can handle this if we need to and get back with you, and they'll let you know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, I've never dealt with anything like this, so I didn't know whether I should call my insurance company or Best Buy, and you guys are a separate contractor, right?
Correct. We contract with Best Buy, but I'm glad you called us, because what I can do is I can get with both my company and Best Buy to see how they want to handle this, and they can figure out how to best make you happy and get this fixed for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the unit at all. I don't. I mean, I think it's definitely,
It sounds like to me it's not the unit itself, but the hose kit that they put on the unit to connect to your water line, which is what it sounds like he was saying, which is needed to be replaced.
That needs to be because of the kink. But I think the real problem, the problem that caused the leak, was where he joined the existing hose, drain hose, because it was leaking all out of that.
Okay.
Or it could have been a combination of both. I have no idea.
That's true. Listen, he's the expert.
Yeah, I have no, well, the thing is, I've installed these things before. I installed one up at my mother's house and everything like that. So I know what he had to do to do it and all. And I just assumed that, I assumed they were going to run new hose right to, where the other one was, where it goes right down into the sink drain. But I can understand why he would have not wanted to do that, because it had to go through a corner of the cabinets underneath. So, but I just thought on a new installation, they would have done that, and probably a new intake water hose too. But I mean, they were right there. I would have done the same thing. Except I probably would have ran it before I put it back in the wall, and again, the kink, I mean, the only way you really couldn't predict it, but you just kind of hope something like that doesn't happen. But I know what happened. It was probably just an awful lot of it. And as you got closer and closer and closer to the back wall, it just started coming together and took a bit of kink. So, you know, again, that's just a different issue. I think it's not where the leak came from. I just think it was a combination of things.
Okay, what I'm, like I said, what I'm going to do, I'm taking everything you're telling me, I'm taking notes on it so I can send this information okay. So they kind of have an idea what's going on, what has happened so far,
okay.
So that they can get somebody yep. on this and try to figure out what's our next step.
Yeah, the only thing that they might not know is that I do have a flooring guy who, like I said, they had just put this down not that long ago. And so, you know, we called him and see what to do about it. And he said, you know, we'll try to come over here and take a look and see, you know, the extent of it and whatever. And because I don't know even how to do that either. I don't know if we could take a shop vac or something, try and suck the water out, or whether you got to take the planks out and dry it underneath and let it dry for a while. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that compounds it is next week I'm supposed to be out of here. I'm going up to Baltimore. And so on the 1st of June. And so I don't know how long all this is going to take. I'm taking my wife and my son up, and my other son's going to be here. There'll be somebody here. But I'd like
okay.
to be here, you know, when all this is going on.
Okay.
So I'd also like to get some ceiling tiles for the basement downstairs if I could get that out of it, because I'd take 2 or 3 of them down when a leak happened down there. But I mean, it wasn't bad. It was leaking out of 2 places, and I put buckets under them. The carpet was all wet, but I put buckets on top of them, and I got the tiles out of the way.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay. Okay. I'm writing everything down. I'm going to get this emailed over to corporate, and I'm going to escalate it so that they can get someone to talk to you ASAP. That'll be corporate. It'll say, okay, this is what we're going to do next. This is what you can expect from us.
Perfect.
Okay. Make sure I get everything like I need to. 295. Let me get my life together and get everything ported over. Leave my notes. And again, I apologize about that. We like to try to do a good job, and then sometimes tragedy strikes.
It's been a nightmare with this dishwasher, because I actually started out at Home Depot. And they told me that my dishwasher would be there in 3 weeks. And the day before they were going to come out and install it, they said, oh, it's back ordered. You won't get it until mid-June. I'm like, that's not going to work. You know, and they were trying to appease me. And I'm like, look, you can, you know, all you want, but I got to be out of here before that. And I said, it's not going to work. I canceled it. And so mm-hmm. that's when I went to Best Buy. And they told me, yep, we can get it, you know, and we can get it there and install it. I'm like, hallelujah.
Okay.
That's what I told him. You can put it out on the deck if you want until the floor guys get done, because I'm used to doing dishes. I've been doing dishes by hand for about 6 weeks now. So
okay.
A couple more days.
See, I'm back to roughing it, huh?
Yeah. I've done this since I was a kid.
So do you want me to add in the notes and add in the email that you would like the service provider to come back to at least just take it out of the home so it's not in the way when your flooring guys get there?
Well, he moved it over to the side. So
what
I told him was the flooring guys said they need access to those that were in front of, right, the thing. So He did that. He understood that, you know, what I needed. So he's got it just to the right of it. So the opening is clear. So when they come in, I guess they're going to start pulling them out and you know what I mean? Seeing how far back they got to go and maybe how wide they got to go. So it may or may not be in the way, but he, you know, even if it is, I can just unhook it and move it, you know? So, I think we're all right for now, but if it's going to be like, if the guy says, yeah, I can't get in here till next week to do the wood stuff and everything, then we'll probably put it in the bag. But, you know, I had actually removed the original one that was in there. So I had it all waiting for me. It was out on the deck and they took that one down to the truck. And so everything was there. The wiring was there. I had the breaker off. I had the input hose there, and the drain hose was right there. So,
okay.
I'm not a stranger to this stuff. You know,
oh, okay.
The installations myself, you know, I'm kind of glad I didn't take this one on. Though.
Okay. Okay, I apologize for this taking so long. I want to make sure I get everything in the email that they're going to need so that it'll be easier for them to reach out to you and kind of give you what's next.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I spell today? Okay, there we go.
And what's the name of the installation company that you have?
The name is New Focus Logistics LLC.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to turn off my silence call, unknown callers thing for a couple of days.
Yes, sir. Just in case they call, we don't want to miss that one.
All right.
Okay. Let me get everybody on the email that needs to be on it. We need to. This is Best Buy. Let me get my mind. Okay. XPO. GA. So this is South. Where's my brain? There we go. Okay. All right, Mr. Rankin, I sent that email. I'm also going to make notations on the account that I did speak with you, and then I sent the email, and we're trying to figure out what's the next step of trying to get this figured out with that property damage right now. Expect a phone call from them within the next 24 hours, if not 48, especially with there being, like, possible water damage. They try to reach out within 24 hours max, okay?
Okay.
All right, and again, I apologize about that, but someone will be reaching out to you within the next 24 to 48 hours from either XPO or Best Buy to get this figured out.
Okay, all right. And what's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think I'm good, hopefully.
Say right now we're squared up.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good just to tell somebody else about it, right? So,
yeah,
all right.
Sure.
Okay.
All righty. Well, like I said, expect that. Yes, sir. Expect that phone call and or an email address, or more than likely both. You might even get two.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
My pleasure, and thank you for speaking with me here at XPO. You have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.